is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Smooth Tongues for a Rough Beast. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Alan Jackson with I Love to Tell the Story, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when I sing the new song. 'Twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell and His love, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Some women and men dress to the hilt, to the nines, they used to call it. They look so good. I found this out even when I was in high school. Some of the prettiest girls I wanted to date. Wow, look at her. She's a stunner. But when I dated her, I found out there was nothing under the cover. And I don't mean that in the sexual way. I simply mean that underneath the skin, She was not a good person. Or she just had nothing of substance to offer. There are many vile people who look good on the surface, but it truly is a case that beauty is often skin deep. And they say ugly goes all the way to the bone. I believe that's true of Satan. He comes as an angel of light. His ministers come as ministers of righteousness and angels of light, but inside they are ravening wolves. We're going to expose some of these people today. And I have had enough of people who say, silence. Don't speak out. It'll hurt your ministry. Baloney. Some years ago, I had many popular books in bookstores and best-selling books, and people said, shh, Dex, don't say these things. Bookstores will take your books off their shelves. You cannot say these. There are things you cannot say. You cannot expose the top Christian leaders. Even if it's true, shh. If you want to get ahead, be quiet. Cooperate. Can't we all just get along? You scratch our back, we'll scratch your back. But you see, I'm not a professional clergyman. I didn't come out of high school and then go to this seminary or this school of divinity, and I didn't go to all the denominational people and meet them and go to their little parties and all of that and pal around. And I don't go down to the Republican Party county convention and make friends and do it. And I don't go down to the country club and slap old Charlie on the back. I just read the Bible. I research. I investigate. I pray. And then I tell the truth. That's all I do. I lead a very simple life here. It's an enjoyable life for me. I'm having the best time of any man in the world, just telling the truth. You have no idea how much fun it can be just to tell the truth, how much of a blessing. And yet, I am hated by many. I am despised by a great number. I am telling you all these things because I want you to be warriors for Christ. Listen, friends, it doesn't matter what men think of you. You cannot worry about pleasing men. We must please God, and we must tell the truth. Some say, well, have you written to these men? Have you gone to them in advance? Oh, well, of course. I mean, how many letters do you think people have written? Billy Graham alone, or the Pope, based on my exposés. And friends, they waffle, they lie. You can't get anything out of these men. They know what they're doing. This is a grand conspiracy. Many of these people, you're going to find they're linked like a great spider web of evil. They're linked. And I'm going to tell you something right now that you probably never heard before. They were put where they're at today by evildoers to do their foul work. You mean there's a conspiracy even within Christianity? Yes. There's something like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and only its members can be picked for high positions in Christendom. That's right. Why, they auditioned Tex Mars. My books were bestsellers, thanks to these men. And then they said, look, this guy is a star. His star is rising. Let's contact him. Let's see if he'll become one of us. They found out that I would not. And so they turned on me with fury. But it doesn't bother me. I am not here today to reach the whole world. You may be surprised to understand that. I'm only here to tell the truth to anyone who will listen throughout the world. That's all I'm doing, friends. I am only here to tell the truth to those few who will listen. I would love to reach the whole world. Jesus would love to reach the whole world so that no man may perish. But nevertheless, he knows, and you and I know, most people will not listen. In the book of Revelation, it says, even after the plagues, the horrible things that occur in the last days, they still refuse to repent. What more messages? I mean, 9/11 alone, with almost 3,000 people being slaughtered within an hour and a half. How much more of a message does America need? How many will stand before Jesus on that day and say, I never got a warning. I didn't know. Lie. Now, I want to start in the field of politics and in the field of entertainment. You say, well, why am I starting there? Because it seems today that politics and entertainment have become religion. Our president is not just president. He's America's number one religious leader today. And Hollywood has become the greatest religious instrument in the world. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, has now taken the bull by the horns, let's just say. And more people are going to that movie and being influenced by it than by 10,000 churches. Isn't it amazing how much of an influence Hollywood has? I'm seeing religious leader after religious leader, Southern Baptist, Methodist, others saying, oh, this movie is going to move the whole world. And this movie is doing more good than all of our Bible associations and all of our seminaries and all of our missionaries have done all over the world for the last 100 years. Really? A movie from Mel Gibson, a Hollywood actor, a Roman Catholic, a universalist, as we shall see. Entertainment. People are moved by entertainment. Is it driving people to the Bible? I do not know of one man who has said, I am compelled to go to the Bible and believe in it, having seen this movie. I haven't seen anybody like that. I'd have to go talk to the Christian bookstores, but I suggest to you there has not been a great horde of people rushing to bookstores to buy Bibles. But they are listening to Mel Gibson. And I have no doubt that 500 million people probably in the United States and around the world heard his interview with Diane Sawyer. I may be stretching it a little bit, but I doubt it. Because the very words of his interview with Diane Sawyer of ABC News, the television, have now reverberated throughout the world. And what were those words? If Mel Gibson has become the new Christian leader of the century, what is he telling people? Well, let me read to you what he is telling people. And by the way, this was reported in Christianity Today. They had an interview with him. He said he was surprised that the evangelical community was so enthralled with his movie. He said, I expected Catholics to go to see it, but not so many evangelicals. Notice they don't even use the word Protestant anymore. Because Paul Crouch of Trinity Broadcasting Network said, I'm not a Protestant anymore. I'm not protesting. I don't protest the Catholic Church. I don't protest anything. I'm not a Protestant. You notice Billy Graham never says he's a Protestant. He's an evangelical. There are almost no Protestants left. How about you, friends? Are you protesting? If you're not protesting, then don't call yourself a Protestant. I don't know what you are, but don't call you. That's what the very word means. You're a protestant. You're protesting. Mel Gibson called Mary. He said the reason why he's so surprised is because this is a Marian movie. You say, no, Tex, I saw the movie. It's not all about Mary. I didn't say it was all about Mary. I said that Mel Gibson, its producer, the man who is now rated to the moon by Christians everywhere, he said Mary is, quote, I'm going to quote him, a tremendous co-redemptrix and mediatrix. And listen to me. Do you think he pulled those two words out of the air? I cannot tell you how much material I get in from Catholic organizations devoted to Mother Mary and her many apparitions. And they call her, and the Pope has called her, his co-redeemer. Jesus is not the redeemer of the world. Well, yes, he is. He and Mary together. And Jesus regardless of what the New Testament says, that Jesus is the one mediator between man and God. That's not true, says Mel Gibson. She is the mediatrix. Pray to her. Confess to her. Get on your knees before Mary. She is a tremendous co-redemptrix and mediatrix. I'm actually amazed, says Mel Gibson, at the way I would say the evangelical audience has hands down responded to this film more than any other Christian group. What makes it so amazing, said Mel Gibson, is that the film is so Marian. But Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Who? Christ and Mary? No, Christ. And it says, for there is one God and one mediator. How many mediators? One. It seems that all of the evangelicals are teaming up with the Catholic Church, with the Pope. Well, I did a video called, Is the Pope Catholic? And I determined, no, he's Babylonian. And he's brought with him into the Catholic Church, and this is really a gathered steam since the days of the good Pope John, they called him, back in 1963. And he brought in what they called Vatican II and all the new rules. And now Pope John Paul II has given us a new catechism. You've heard of the Catholic Catechism. Now there's a new catechism. Later on in this series, you're going to hear Jack Van Impe of Trinity Broadcasting Network, he and Rex Ella, talk about how much they love the Catholic Catechism and are in total agreement with it and the popes and Mary and the Catholic prophets and seers and all of that. Jack Van Impe is in their hip pocket now, my friends. But so is Billy Graham. Billy Graham is called the Pope, the world's greatest religious leader. Bill Clinton called him that, and even George W. Bush has given his allegiance, you might say, to the Pope. Everybody is headed toward Rome, but where is Rome taking them? That is the question. In the new catechism of the Catholic Church, it says that outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Did you know that? Now that sounds pretty rough. Outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Well, Tex Mars, how can they be ecumenical if they actually teach in their own catechism that outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation? Well, then they define who is a Catholic, who is part and parcel of the Catholic Church. And you may be surprised to know that every man and woman who believes in any religion in the world is a Catholic. The Pope has said, flat out, to the Hindus when he visited India, he said, you do not need Jesus. You have your own Hindu sages. When this Pope went to Benin, a country in Africa, and there were all the witch doctors and the tribal medicine men who all worship the spirits of trees and of rocks and so forth, and devils. And the high priest of Voodooin in that nation of Benin, when he met the Pope, says, I have never seen the face of God, but today I saw the face of God. He said when he looked upon the Pope's face, he literally saw the face of God. Wow. And he was rewarded in turn with a message from the Pope that told the people of Benin they did not have to depart from their ancient tribal religious worship. They could continue the practice of Voodooin, black magic, supernatural powers, and be a Catholic at the same time.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.